Danny, what's your overall reflections in the afternoon?
Well, obviously I'm disappointed to go out. You know, the oldest cup competition in football. But to come in and learn a great deal, you know, about the individuals that we have here and the club itself, and it was lovely to come in and also meet the fans for the first time. So, absolutely fantastic. And, you know, while I'm disappointed we're out of the cup, and I don't want to get a mixed message here, I was absolutely delighted with the performance, the commitment for the lads. So I was. And only having to work with them, you know, from Thursday, as I only overlooked training on Tuesday. They gave me absolutely everything they had. We asked them to leave everything on that pitch and they did it. The amount of quality balls that we, got into their box today was fantastic. Yes, we know that we've got to get the end bit right and the most important bit, you're putting that in. But when you overlook that, I'd love to see the stats and attempts at goal, you know, to us to them. And I think, in fair play to them, that was a part that they did get right percentage-wise, because they must have scored two goals out of three or four attempts at goal. So they were, but all credit to these five as well. I thought, as well as us perhaps doing better in front of goals, I've got to give them credit in the way that they defended and got bodies on the line. You know, it was very admirable defending. So I'm pleased, I'm delighted to be here, and you know, it certainly gives us a better insight of what the strengths are of the players in a couple of sessions next week, going into a very, very important away game down to Annan.
Your team started well. Do you think they were lucky to have Kevin Smith in the park? He looked like he might have came down
to have
the first goal scored in the park, Smith. He seemed to be stamping the boy.
Yeah.
In front of you, looked like he could be a red card.
Yeah, I can honestly not comment on it because I didn't see it, neither I did. So, listen, these are things that happen in football, you know, on and off, and it's a wee bit more difficult at this level when we don't have the perhaps the coverage, you know, like they're doing. Maybe that's a good thing to be fair at times. In terms that you kind of get pulled up because they've not got it in the camera, etc. And that works both ways, but you know, it could have well been, according to the boys in the dressing room. I'm taking the boys' dressing. Oh, that's you, was it?
I thought.
Did
it?
I've turned away.
You don't know his intent, that's the thing. You can't tell his intent.
And that's the thing. So, and I thought we were very unfortunate with, with Martin, yeah. I thought we were very unfortunate with that one. And we sort of caused it ourselves. We were either trying to play football in the right manner, which I like, but we could have been a little bit more accurate with the passing, you know. If he passed the ball properly there, he's not having to lunge, you know, to make that. But I thought that he did take the ball also. So it's an interesting one. We're just waiting at this minute in time to see what the referee has put it down as, because he's very much an important player for us.
What about you personally? Good to be back in the touchline.
Loved it. Loved every minute. I loved the build-up. You know, that's where my strengths in that lie, you know, on that training ground and working with a group of players and trying to come up with a game plan. And, you know, we're very respectful of East Fife today, but, you know, when we went out there and we got under belt, you know, to see the things that we'd worked on and seeing the way and the manner that the group had tried to implement them, it was very, very pleasing. As I say, you know, we got into East Fife's final third very, very well. It's just that final, and we've got good product going into the box, it's just that final execution that we have to work on. And you know, we've got every opportunity to do that next week. You can see how honest the players were. They left, we asked them to leave absolutely everything in that ground at 10-5, and they have, and that's all that we can ask for. And if we have that application and that character every single week, you know, we'll be fine. We don't see where we sit at this minute in time, that our seasons can set, that we certainly see at this moment in time that our season can be rectified. You know, I know it's tight down at the bottom of the league, but it's also very, very close for the playoffs on the top. And I recall even one time in one of the championships, I won at Raith Rovers, we were 16 points behind Dunfermline at Christmas time. We're running out and we won the championship with one point. So we've got another 6 weeks game prior to what that is. And I said in my notes last week there that, you know, there's 72 points to play for. A lot of teams are going to be losing points in and round about us, and we've got to make sure that we're picking them up and that gives me a great deal of confidence going into next week.
Must be delighted to have a player of the calibre of David Willey.
He looked
dangerous to whoever's in behind and dropped him off.
He's different class, and you know, without I don't have to build David Goodwillie up to what he is. And I don't mean to make a big deal of him in the dressing room, but the players have got to realise what they're playing with. And with that, I mean they've got to realise and getting them on the ball in that final third as often as we possibly can, because he's, you know, he likes a crowd, even, you know, any time that he gets it. So massive. And I know, I've known David for playing at the highest level, and he just plays exactly the same way down here, and that is somebody with tremendous character that does that.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, Jim.